your family. You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
They are dancing in the Lugnuts dugout. We are ready to roll today from Lansing, Michigan. The Lugnuts and the Lake County Captains. Game number 3 of a 6-game series. First two games decided late. In the opener, it was a 3-run walk-off homer from Cameron Masterman, and the Lugnuts beat the Caps 8-5. But yesterday, a 2-0 Lugnuts lead early disappeared. 3 solo tallies for the Captains, Jonat Vinculov supplying the last two, and the Captains brought a 3-2 lead to the bottom of the 9th inning. There, the Lugnuts loaded the bases with one out, and Johnny Butler grounded to a game-ending double play. Zane Morehouse saved it. Lake County prevailed. And that brings us to today. Mitch Myers is on the mound for the Lugnuts, and he'll be opposed by the reigning Midwest League Pitcher of the Week, Trenton Denholm for Lake County. Let me welcome in Adam Jaxa at this time. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Adam, how about this series heading into Game 3, Lake County halting the Lugnuts' winning streak yesterday?
Hold on, Jesse. I'd like to go back to the first thing you said, and I just want to check in. They weren't doing the rain dance there in the dugout, were they?
They weren't, because the rain came, and now it's departed.
The anti-rain dance. Yeah, it's been a good series. These two teams played competitive games out in East Lake about a month ago, and Lansing won a tight one on Tuesday. Lake County wins a tight one Wednesday. So the first of potentially two rubber matches in this 6-game set coming up today.
The Lugnuts have taken the field. Lake County and Lansing standing outside the dugouts at the ready. Time for our national anthem.
All right, Amanda Senna down there. Great pipes to get us started tonight. Game 3 of this 6-game set. It's the Lansing Lugnuts, 1-1 in the series, now 17-18. They've got an 8-12 record at home, game 36 tonight. And the Lugnuts in those alternate black tops tonight with the black caps. Luggy the Lugnut logo in front in silver and the white pads. Their competitor, the Lake County Captains, in town till Sunday, 21-14, tied atop the Midwest League East Division standings. They are 8-6 away from home and also play their 36th game tonight. They've got the baby blue tops on with the dark blue batting helmets and the gray pants. Game 3 of 6 on a 70-degree night. The rain has passed, so let's play ball from Michigan's state capital. The voice of the Nuts with the call, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jackson, let's introduce you to some defenders. For the Lansing Lugnuts in the outfield, Cam Masterman's in left, Brian Wilbas in center, and in right, Henry Bolte. Danny Batista Jr. is at first, Colby Halter at second, Avery Bialanale is the shortstop, Derek Salone plays third. The catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. For the right-hander on the hill, Mitch Myers, the Pitt Panther. Time to check in with the Lake County Captain starting lineup, but first, you know, this is generally when we check in on the Play Ball Kid. Play ball has been declared. Your Lake County Captain starting lineup, DHing Nate Furman leads off, batting second, the shortstop Alex Mooney. Heading third, the first baseman C.J. Kafis. Batting fourth, the right fielder Guy Lipscomb. Heading fifth, second baseman Jake Fox. Batting sixth, Mike Collado, the switch-hitting third baseman. Center fielder Jonah Advincula bats seventh. Left fielder Angel Zarate bats eighth. And batting ninth, to round off the order, Johnny Tincher, Furman, Mooney, Kafis, Lipscomb, Fox, Collado, Advincula, Zarate, Tincher against Myers. Adam, you got a spotlight captain for me?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the guy that's stepping in the box right now. Day off yesterday, Nate Furman.
What do you call him?
The Paladin.
Yes, sir. Here we go. It is 7.05 p.m. Furman bats left. Mitch Myers deals with the right hand. Now the first offering lifted down the left side. Cam Masterman over. That ball is foul. Strike one underway right on time.
You know, fighting knights even need a night off here and there.
Well, yesterday, he got a morning off. 11.05 the game. It's a night game. You bet it is. 0-1. Brought off the hands foul left side. For a night game, call upon the Paladin. Nice catch by a fan. Everybody is ready for today. We had a little pop-up sprinkle that rolled through. We see clear skies in the distance to our left. Coming in from the west. The pitch up high. One ball and two strikes. How about Mitch Myers, Adam? What are your keys for the Lansing right-hander?
I think it's the same as yesterday, Jesse. You really have to be careful with Furman. Mooney, Kafis, Lipscomb, an excellent top four.
Furman swings, grounds on the right side. Colby Halter gloves from his second baseman spot on the feet to Batista Jr. Out number one, Furman kept off the bases.
And in coinciding with that, Jesse, is just keeping base runners off base for the Captains. I mean, they have one of the best offenses in terms of getting on base, top two and on base percentage. They've had a ton of base runners through the first two games of this series.
Here's Alex Mooney. Speaking of base runners, Mooney takes up and in. Did it hit him? It did. You know how you were saying that if Lansing didn't allow any base runners, it would be easier to win this game?
I do remember
that. There's a base runner, Alex Mooney, hit by the pitch. It's the third time that he's been struck this year.
Well, for him to just shrug that off, it looked like it got him in the hand or the wrist, and no problem, off to first base. Glad he's all right. Welcome to the game.
So here's C.J. Kafis. And he grounds foul up the right side. One on, one out, no score, top of the first inning. Here's the pitch from Myers, up high. A note from C.J. Rodriguez. Mooney walking back to first. Alex Mooney, 10 steals this year. That leads Lake County. 10th stolen base came yesterday. Shortstop Anales is up the middle. Myers fires. A high chopper hit toward Halter, gloves it, feeds Anales, and right past him in a left field. Mooney speeds for third base. Barehanded by Masterman, the throw into Salome is late. Colby Halter with a poor throw into second. And Lake County is runners at first and third in the first inning, looking for the game's first run.
Well, you got to be really precise. If you're going to go to second there, your play is probably just go to first, get the second out, try to be greedy, and this has turned into a difficult top of the first.
The number four batter in the order is the hottest hitter in the Midwest League, Guy Lipscomb. The pitch outside. By the way, that error on Colby Halter is his fifth. Fielder's choice, E4. Kafis at first, Mooney at third. Double play ball would end this scorelessly for Myers. The pitch, that missed up and away. Our home plate umpire, Ian Durkin. Our bases umpire is Alex Shears. Guy Lipscomb currently hitting 367. Yesterday, 3-for-5. The pitch, that's called a strike. 2-1.
He is that guy.
I mean, the work done by the Lake County Captains Media Relations Department. Lipscomb leads High A with a .457 batting average. Has reached base in all 12 games he's played this month. A 2-1. Bought off into the screen. Two balls, two strikes. And the work done by Logan Petoskey. I mean, Adam, they put together a list, a club, right? The 96 plate appearances, a .478 OBP, 9 steals, 11 strikeouts. Only single A to triple A player with those numbers. Break even. Swing and a miss. He's gone. Myers fans him here. Got him with the high fastball. Two outs now in the top of the first inning.
I want to give Tyler Danberg some love game notes for getting a Billy Joel reference in because his birthday was recently. He says, you may be right, guys may be crazy, but it just may be a Lipscomb that you're looking for. Well played.
Lipscomb was looking for contact. He found Myers' first K. The pitch to Jake Fox. Outside corner, strike called. You know how there are songs that they begin and the artist lets you know exactly who's singing this song? We need to go through the captain's game notes, and I think that Tyler and Logan need to take credit for their captain's factoids. Jake Fox waits, righty to lefty. Strike called inside corner. Nothing and two. Fastball at 93 from Myers. Well, Mitch Myers, if he gets Fox, he's out of this. With one out, the HBP, then the fielder's choice and the throwing error. First and third, no score. The deal. Skied foul. Powering back to the left. And in the sweets, caroming down, bouncing forward. Ends up a row behind fans who had no idea it was coming their way. There was a fan on the sweet level. He had the chance to make the play. Didn't work out. Needs a net. 0-2. Shot up the middle. Couple of hops. Pass Donnelly. It's a base hit to center field. Mooney scores. Kafis into second base on the RBI single by Fox. Lake County leads 1-0. Mitch Myers went backdoor breaking ball, and Jake Fox just shot it right back up through. And Rebel Anales has had some tough first steps at him.
Yeah, he looks like he's in position there on those balls that get hit back up the middle, but he's not been able to corral him here the last couple of days.
Run is unearned. Now Mike Collado. Rounds foul. Strike one, hard ricochet back onto the field. Past the backhand of Danny Batista Jr., backed up by Colby Halter, and sent it off toward the Lansing dugout. An 0-1 pitch to Mike Collado. Fouled back, strike two. Kafis at second, Fox at first, 1-0 Caps. The pitch, Collado takes it outside. The switch hitting Collado, the starting third baseman. 21 years of age out of Santiago, Dominican Republic. First year in the Midwest League. Mitch Myers, one strikeout to his name so far. That's it fly. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number two. Blew it by him up and in. Side retired. But Lake County does score the unearned run. A hit batter, a fielder's choice, an error. And the RBI single by Fox, two runners left. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Lake County 1. Lansing coming up against Trenton Denholm.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A Jake Fox RBI single has given Lake County the early lead. 1-0 Caps. Behind the right-hander, Trenton Denholm out of El Dorado Hills, California. The anteater from UC Irvine will take on these Lugnuts. The leadoff hitter is the DH, Johnny Butler, batting left. Third baseman Coyado is in on the grass and way off the line. Right-hander kicks and deals. Strike called to start him. Butler batting first, DHing. Batting second, the right fielder Henry Bolte. Hitting third, the shortstop Aribiel Anales. The cleanup hitter is center fielder Brian Buelabas. Batting fifth in the order, first baseman Danny Batista Jr. An 0-1. Strike two called on the outside corner. Batting sixth, the second baseman Colby Halter. The left fielder Cameron Masterman bats seventh. Batting eighth, catcher C.J. Rodriguez. And rounding things off, the number nine hitter, the third baseman Derek Salone. Denholm deals the 0-2. The breaking ball grounded right up the middle into center field. A base hit. Scooped by Advincula. Lobs it into Jake Fox. And a leadoff single for Johnny Butler. Adam, I'm going to come to you for just a moment with your spotlight hitter. But first, this Lake County defense. It is Jonah Advincula in center field. To his right and left field, Angel Zarate. To his left and right field, Guy Lipscomb. C.J. Cephas holds on the runner at first. Jake Fox is at second, at short, Alex Mooney, and at third, Mike Coyado. Catcher Johnny Tincher, the sign for Trenton Denholm. Righty, righty against Henry Bolte, 1-0 Caps. On the first pitch, check swing, strike called, inside corner. Now Adam.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Brian Buelabas today, sitting in the cleanup spot.
Love it. Henry Bolte, a double. And more walks yesterday. An 0-1 pitch to the Lugnuts right fielder. Buried down. 1-1. Bolte yesterday finished the game 1-for-3. RBI double. A walk and a steal. So now, Adam, how about 22 walks in 33 games with 32 base hits, 8 doubles, a triple, and 5 homers for the 20-year-old youngest player on the team?
People would call that decent.
I sure would. It's a 1-1 break even from Denholm. Runner moves. The pitch called a strike. Throw down to second base. One hops in late. Taken by Fox on the difficult short hop. Never applied the tag. Johnny Butler picks up his third steal of the year. Nothing in two. The count on Bolte.
They got a pretty good opportunity to get him there, but the throw in front.
Yeah, I think that throw by Johnny Tincher, if it's a better throw, Jake Fox has the chance. And Jake said, forget the tag. I'm just making sure I catch this, not letting it get into center. Reset things. One ball and two strikes on Bolte.
You see, Jake Fox had to come off his box to field the ball, Jesse.
I have no good rejoinder. You've beaten me. Adam 1, Jesse nothing. Lake County 1, Lansing nothing. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Bolte strikes out. Denholm tucked in the hook, inner half, and really off the corner for his first strikeout.
That's one way to meet and greet the Midwest League Pitcher of the Week, though. Johnny Butler swatting that one right back up the middle.
See, you were thinking of this guy. But first, the catcher Tincher out for a word.
You hear his walk-up music, and you just get it in your mind. He's been here a few years.
Hey, Ribiel Angeles. Tying run in scoring position. One gone, bottom of the first, Lansing down 1-0. Righty-righty. Dan Holmes' initial offering, fouled back. And I think about this, with that runner in scoring position and one out, yesterday's game, mind you, ended 3-2. Lansing scored two runs in the bottom of the third inning, and that was it, blanked otherwise. Lake County's pitching staff, a 3-4-6 team ERA, Dan Holm, the reigning Midwest League Pitcher of the Week. Tough to score on. Badil, swing and a miss, strike two. Hey, Ribiel Anales is hitting .281. 1-for-4 with an RBI single and a steal yesterday. Butler runs. Anales takes in. And Butler steals third, unencumbered. They arrived there standing.
The one-man rally in full effect right now.
Johnny Butler had two steals all year, and then this first inning happened, and he now has four.
Well, what about getting a third steal here?
You want him to come home. Dan Holmes' delivery. Shot up the middle, base hit center field. Butler can waltz in. Tie game 1-1 on the Anales RBI single.
Both base hits coming with two strikes in the count. Good contact right there by Angeles right after Butler. And nice job by the Nuts to even up the score right away.
Hey, Ribiel Angeles picks up his 26th RBI of the year. Here's Brian Welbas. Now, Angeles is a threat to run at first. Let's see if he tries to go. Righty to righty. First pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Welbas comes in hitting .229. Yesterday, he was 0-for-4 with the strikeout. That stopped a double-digit on-base streak. And a one offering from Denholm. Whacked up in the air, but foul, towering down the right side. That baseball landed on the top of the elevator, the brick elevator up the right side, and then fell off. Do you know, I've been here at Lansing since 2009. I have never once ridden either of the elevators up the left or down the right side. How about you?
Oh, wow. I didn't even know there was one out there in the Pepsi porch.
Pick off, though, over. Angeles is safe. Snap, though, Denholm. Angeles back in, hands first.
That was close.
So I take it that's a no. You have never been on either one of these elevators.
Oh, I wanted to make it dramatic before I responded, Jesse.
They are well camouflaged. Dan Holmes 0-2 pitch to Buelbas. Angeles runs. Bouncer hit right of the mound. Grabbed by Dan Holm. Underhands to first. Out number two. Angeles safely standing at second.
You know me. I hate elevators. So if I don't have to ride one, I'm not going to do it.
I didn't know that.
Oh, well, there you go.
You hate elevators, huh?
My two fears. And one of them is confined spaces where I don't have control.
Well, confined spaces does lend to why you would dislike elevators.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
Wait, what's your second fear?
Heights.
Oh. Danny Bautista Jr. is the batter. From way up in the sweet level, we watch as he takes a called strike in the outside corner.
You know how many times I've jumped out this window, too, because there's the little cat walkway right in front?
You are facing your fears.
All for you, Jesse.
It's like exposure therapy for you to broadcast here. Tie game 1-1. Runner at second, two outs. Denholm to Bautista Jr. Ground ball left side. Nice hop up for Coyado. The throw to first ends the inning. So two singles, one run scored, one man left, each team tallied. We're going to the second inning. Adam continues to be brave. Lugnuts and Captains tied 1-1.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Vince Cutronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
One to one, Lake County and Lansing going to the second inning in the third game of the fifth day of the week, fourth day of the work week. Here's number 31, Jonah Advincula, the number 7 hitter in the order, followed by Cervante and then Tincher. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here with Adam Jackson. Mitch Myers deals up and in. Ball one. Four-pitch guy, Mr. Myers. Fastball, curve, slider, and a changeup. Righty deals to lefty. Advincula lifts it high and fell off the left side. And then down into the crowd. I think that ball landed off a fan's back and then ricocheted around. Yeah, right off the right shoulder. Give that a rub. You know how they say that a player shouldn't rub after they get hit by a pitch? That unwritten rule does not extend to fans. Advincula swings, ground ball right side, backhanded by Halter, across his body to first in time. What a way.
It's a good play by Colby Halter. He made the mistake in that first inning, and that's why the unearned run came in. That he's running away from first base, got to throw it on the run. Beautifully played by the second baseman.
Colby has had a couple of throwing errors recently. And that's a tougher throw.
That's how it always works, isn't it?
Angel Zarate takes a called strike from Myers. Fastball. I think the less time that you have to think about it, where you just let your body go.
Instinctual.
One out, nobody on. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. RBI single for Jake Fox in the top of the first inning for Lake County. Answered by the RBI single by A. Ribiel Angeles in the bottom half. Angel Zarate, the number 8 hitter. Myers deals. Check swing. It was up. Did he go? He did not. C.J. Rodriguez hummed it around the horn. And then they appealed, and the bases umpire Shears said, no, sir. A ball and two strikes. Myers has struck at 2 so far. The wind of the pitch. Keep it alive, 1-2 on the foul straight back. Zarate is batting 216 with a couple of doubles this year in 17 games. Out of the ACC. So we've got the ACC matchup. Pitt on the mound. North Carolina batter. The 1-2 again. Dotted in. Myers was taken in the 12th round 3 years ago. Zarate in the 17th round 2 years ago. A 2-2 pitch. That's hit off the hands, up in the infield. Halter calls and catches. Two outs for the second baseman.
Was Johnny Butler conflicted in who he was rooting for in that at bat?
When you're NC State, everybody else is an enemy. And I definitely don't think if you're NC State that you root for UNC. There's Johnny Tincher. Oh, by the way, Alex Mooney, the Duke Blue Devil, is due up now in three batters. The pitch to Tincher. Ball one down and away.
You never know. Those guys in the same conference, Jesse, they see each other a lot. They become friends.
Oh, sure. You can be friends off the field, but on the field, what up? Strike called. Inside corner at the letters. I do not think that a Tar Heel would root for a Blue Devil unless they were forced to be teammates.
Yeah, I don't think so.
1-1 tie game. The pitch. Fly ball center field measured by Buelbas. Walks to his right. He's got out number three. Side up, side down. Perfect frame from Myers. One nav complete. Lansing and Lake County deadlocked at one.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Lake County scored a run in the top of the first inning. Went down in order in the top of the second. Lansing scored a run in the bottom of the first inning. And now coming up in the home half of the second, Halter Masterman Rodriguez in a 1-1 game against right-hander Trenton Denholm. There comes the manager for the Lugnuts, Craig Conklin, a coach at third base. And we're ready. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. The deal to Colby Halter, the second baseman. Leg kick in the pitch. It runs right across the plate for a called strike.
Well, you said, here comes Craig Conklin. I thought you said he's about to step up to the plate.
Wouldn't that be a delight? Denholm delivers. Outside corner. Strike two called. I was watching Conk, and as we were all about set to get going, he was out near the railing, and then he walked over to his coach's box, put his hands on his hips at the ready. Coaching at first base, Kevin Kuzmanov, the former Lake County captain. Ruben Escalero is away this homestand. Denholm's 0-2. Swing and a miss. Changeup. Second strikeout for Denholm. One away in the second inning. Trenton Denholm is coming off a 7-inning complete game shutout. Came in game one of last Friday's doubleheader against the Dayton Dragons. When a guy throws a shutout, you know he's going to get the award for the pitcher of the week for the league. Roddy, Cameron Masterman waits. 1-1 tie game. Swing and a miss, strike one. Denholm overall for the year has had one big weakness this season. That is the hard contact. He's allowed 6 home runs. The 0-1. At the letters for a called strike. So he's changing the eye line effectively. Lansing has seen Denholm a couple of times this year. April 16th and April 21st. And 0-2. Ground ball shot foul left side. If you combine those outings, you get 10 and one-third innings, 5 runs, 4 earned. No walks, 11 strikeouts. But both of those games, Lake County lost. And the first one, Adam, I'd say 6 innings, 2 runs, 7 Ks. That's good. The second one, 4 1/3 innings, 3 runs, 2 earns, 4 Ks. A little lesser. The pitch. Strike 3 called outside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts for Denholm here in the second. If we go back to those games, though, on April the 16th, Lansing scored runs in the 5th and the 6th after Denholm had blanked them through the first 4. Aribel Analeas homered in the 5th inning, Johnny Butler homered in the 6th, and Lansing was on its way. Here's the pitch to C.J. Rodriguez. Inside, ball 1. In that game, it was Danny Bautista Jr. scoring in the 9th inning on an RBI single by Colby Halter to break a 4-4 tie in the 9th. 5-4, the Lugnuts won, and it was exciting. 1-1 here in the 2nd. Strike called inside corner, 1-1 on Rodriguez. April 21st, Lansing scored a run in the 1st inning. Henry Bolt's the RBI double, and then nothing against him until the 5th. Will Simpson, a 2-run homer. Off the outside corner, ball 2.
Will Simpson almost had 2 home runs that day. He was seeing it well.
Yeah. It's a hitter's count for Rodriguez. 2 outs, nobody on. Fouled straight back.
So that was, sorry, Jesse. That was the 10-4 Good Buddy Sunday finale, right?
It sure was.
After Grass Appreciation Day the day before?
Yes. Lansing scored 3 in the 5th inning. The 2-run homer by Simpson, part of that. And then the 5-run 6th inning that blew things wide open. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, nobody on. Time granted to Rodriguez. I like it. Juan Zapata bore the brunt of it. And the Lugnuts won 4 out of 6 games in East Lake, Ohio. Dan Holmes 2-2. Skied but foul. Off the right side. And back into the seats with a big bounce forward.
You ever seen Superbad?
I have.
Guy sits by himself, walks by him later and says, "People don't forget."
Denholm tries it again, 2-2 to Rodriguez. That just missed down and away. Count is full with Derek Salome waiting on deck. Trenton Denholm. The right-hander out of UC Irvine against the Vandy catcher. Payoff. Ground ball left side. Coyado grabs it at third. The throw to first. That'll do it. 1-2-3 frame for Denholm. Holding serve with Mitch Myers. At 2 strikeouts in the bargain. Sends us to the 3rd inning in a 1-1 game. Adam Jackson returns with the call.
Our excellence is shining. Yet, so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Hello there from Jackson Field. 1-1 our score as we bring you back to Michigan State Capitol. It is a thirsty Thursday here. So that means the concession stands, well, they're busy all night long. We go to the top of the third. Nate Furman, Alex Mooney, CJ Kafis lead off for the visiting Lake County Captains in the Baby Blues. Lugnuts in the Blacks. The pitch. That's down low. Ball one. Alex Mooney was potentially black and blue. He took an HBP in that first at bat. He waits on deck. Nate Furman grounded out to second. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Furman has been exceptional against the Lugnuts this year. He had the day off yesterday. He's hitting about 500 against the Nuts this year. Pitch home. Check swing tapper, third base side, 1-2. .500 average. He's had 11 hits, 6 runs, 9 knocked in. Slugging .635, and the OPS up over 1,000. 1-2 pitch. Up high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Each team with a run. Lansing with 2 hits. Lake County with 1. We're tied at 1 in this series and in this game. 2-2. Line drive looped over the head of Holter at second and down for a base hit in right field. Colby Holter tried to time it up. He was hoping he'd have a chance, but he would have had to tack on 2 more Colby Holters on top of him, I think, before he probably would have had a chance to get to it. So there's Nate Furman again. Give him 12 hits against the Nuts. He just keeps succeeding, the Paladin. Here comes Alex Mooney. First pitch. Up high, ball one. Mitch Myers stares in, comes set from the stretch. Fires home. That's in the zone. Strike. 1 ball, 1 strike against Alex Mooney. Came around to score the first run yesterday. He was 1 for 5. He had a double in Tuesday's game. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That's down low. Good block by CJ Rodriguez. Had to remove the mask, keep that thing in front. That's one thing, Jesse, that I'm really interested to see. We've talked about the progression of a Brian Buelbas and Eurybio Angeles. Remember CJ Rodriguez, 5th round, the A's took him. They took him for that great defensive ability. When does he start to kind of take off? As we throw him back to first base. Inside, no problem there for Furman. And that's not to say he's great at blocking the baseball, but I'm talking about his run control, because we've seen the struggles, whether it's been on the transfer trying to throw it or just trying to pinpoint with the accuracy and time down to second. 2-1. That's inside. 3-1. I think it's there, and I think you see that it's there, but I'm curious, when will that consistency peak here at the high A level?
Well, coincidentally, the A's roving catching instructor, Gabriel Ortiz, is in town for this series.
3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good looking slider on the front door. 3-2.
I do think that it helps him. He's the number one catcher this year. Last year, he was splitting time with Daniel Susak. You have Susak and Shane McGuire right now as the regular catchers in AA.
Payoff pitch. Lifted out to left field. Masterman has room in front of the track. He makes the catch. Furman retreats to first. 1 down. That's a great point. It is his first really full season being the guy. And you are hoping the bat comes around too, but you almost feel like from a confidence factor, he needs that defense to come first and kind of settle in there, and maybe the bat will come as well. And it's come in spurts. Some big hits against the Loons this past week. He's had some big moments at the plate. Pitch home. That's a little bit wide. Ball one to CJ Kafis. 1-1, 1 out, top 3 here at Jackson Field.
I think you have to separate it because he's been working offensively. He was working with Alex Hugo, working with Todd Takeyoshi. He's been putting in great work behind the scenes.
1-0. That's on the inside corner, knee high, strike one.
So I do think that there are going to be results coming with that. But when you're a catcher, what matters most is your defense. What do you think, 70, 75 compared to 25% offense?
1-1 pitch. That hits outside, 2-1. There was a time in Major League Baseball where if your catcher could hit, it was just a bonus.
Yes.
Now, that's not the case as much anymore, but still, if you can play great defense, you're involved in every single play, and you can throw out guys on the bags, you're useful. 2-1. That's on the outside edge. 2 balls, 2 strikes against Kafis.
When we talk about minor league pitching development, though, to have a guy who knows how to settle down a pitcher, who can call a game, who can present it, everything that a catcher does defensively to help out a pitcher in development, that is so important.
2-2 pitch. Checked it. He went around. Couldn't hold up. Strike three on C.J. Kafis. 3 strikeouts for Mitch Myers. So now here comes the dude, Guy Lipscomb. 1-1 our score. Top three, runner at first in Nate Furman. And the catcher is kind of the captain of the defense out there, helping call the pitch sequencing and keeping the balls in front. And he can see the whole field. Pitch home. Lifted out to right field. Bolte going back. Park will hold it. He circles in front of the track, makes the catch in front of the left queue. Credit Union for life sign and tosses the baseball to a fan up on the berm. Leadoff single, not harmed from Nate Furman. We head to the last of the third, tied at 1.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Off to the bottom of the third at Jackson Field. Black and blue down there tonight. And that thanks to the Lugnuts wearing their black tops on the grass in the dirt. And the captains wearing the baby blues with the dark blue caps and the gold brim. 9-1-2 coming up against Trenton Denholm, the righty. And rating Midwest League Pitcher of the Week. 7 strong. No runs given up. He is off to a good start here in 2024. The Lugnuts trying to find a way to get their second, maybe more runs against him. ERA sits at 2.5 for the right-hander. First pitch home. Derek Salome takes it a little bit tight. Ball one. Salome batting 220 this year. OBP sits just a touch under 330. Sharp look for Salome tonight. 1-0 pitch. Yanked out to left field. This is hit well, and it is gone. Number one has his first of the year. 2-1 Nuts. How about that for production from the bottom of your order? Got a pitch inside and low, and he turned on it in a hurry. See you later, Derek Salome. Johnny Butler steps to the plate from the left side. And the pitch home? That's down low. Ball one. Jesse, what was that you were saying about Trenton Denholm's weakness potentially being giving up the long balls?
That's it, Adam. He gets barreled.
1-0 pitch. little bit outside. Two balls, no strikes. Home run number 22 this year for the Nuts. Remember, they just went off five home runs in 2 days to wrap up that Loon series. 2-0 pitch. This is popped back out of play. So they had three home runs on Saturday. Lugnuts had two more home runs on Sunday. Cameron Masterman hit the walk-off homer in the ninth on Tuesday. And another home run early on tonight. 2-1. Lansing leads, bottom three. Righty lefty, the pitch home. That's kicked back up over the netting, out of play, 2-2.
Derek Salome today is playing in his 248th career professional game. That was his 944th plate appearance. You know where I'm going with this. It was his second career home run. The first one last year, July the 1st.
2-2 pitch. Pulled foul first base side. And that's his first one as a Lansing Lugnut. And he hits it up on Home Run Hill. Just below the video board in left field. Big time swing. You knew right off the bat that it was getting out. He connected on it. Denholm set with the bases clear. Kicks and throws. Fastball outside corner. Johnny Butler is down on strikes. Good way to bounce back from Denholm. That's his fourth strikeout.
By the way, Denholm is a great pitcher. We agree, one of the Midwest League's best. I just looked up who Derek Salome homered off of last year. The Rockies' number 17 prospect.
Boy, he knows how to pick them.
Yes.
Here's Henry Bolte. Pitch home. High chopper towards third. In comes the third baseman, Coyado. He's got it. Throws to first. Not in time. Bolte bolted down the line, and he just couldn't be caught. A high-hopping infield single for Henry Bolte. Fourth hit tonight for the Nuts, the first for Bolte.
There was nothing more that Mike Coyado could have done.
It looked for a moment that it was going to get over Coyado's head. He adjusted, made the throw, and you're right. I mean, he whipped that thing over as fast as he could, but Bolte, he is a blur on the base paths. Here's Aribio Angeles. 2-1 Nuts, bottom three. Throw back to first. Bolte slides in safe. He's a guy that likes to steal bags. Seventeen tries for Bolte. Pretty good. Righty-righty matchup. The pitch. There goes Bolte. It's low. Throw down to second. Is airmailed into center field. Bolte stands up and sprints to third. It's two bags on one pitch. Another run 90 feet away on the error from catcher Johnny Tincher.
We have seen Bolte's great power, but he just took a ground ball, a bouncer to third, and turned it into what amounts to be a triple.
That is the toolsiness of Henry Bolte, which we heard all about heading into this year. Guy is just 20 years old. But he has flashed some good stuff. Infield now in for Angeles. 1-0. High chopper, weakly hit towards short. Bolte coming home. Mooney has one play to first. Slings it there in time. RBI ground out. Angeles, his second driven in tonight. 3-1, Lugnuts.
I think that if the player coming home wasn't Henry Bolte, was a player who was a step slower, Alex Mooney is throwing to the plate and likely getting the out. He's just so fast that Mooney saw it, considered it, and thought, I'm not going to get him.
It's so difficult, too, because it's got to be a tag. It's not just a touch of home plate. Here's Brian Buelbas. Base is clear. First pitch, fastball, outer edge, strike one. So a two-run third for Lansing. This is already more half innings where they've had runs than yesterday. Just two runs in one inning yesterday. They've got three runs in two innings today. Fastball in there. Strike two against Buelbas. He's a guy that can take you deep. He's got those lightning bolt type of hands because he's got the all gold on right now. The batting gloves. 0-2 pitch. That's low. Five home runs for Brian Buelbas. That's tied for the team lead with the man that just came in to score, Henry Bolte. Both have five. Angeles has four. They're home run leaders for the Nuts as they lead 3-1. Denholm set. Marks from the stretch with the bases clear. Kicks and throws. Reached on, poked up in the air, foul territory. Tincher chasing, and it bounces on top of the dugout. Off the net, and is caught. The crowd will get louder and louder as this night goes on. Nothing like a thirsty Thursday crowd at Jackson Field. One of the best atmospheres in all of minor league baseball, certainly in the Midwest League. Denholm ready for the 1-2 pitch. Here it is. Checked. Did he go? No, he didn't, and it was down low. Close take right there from Anjeles. Tincher had scrambled and was heading off of the field towards the dugout, and then he turned around, checked. Didn't get the call. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch. On the ground, right field, base hit. Right through the hole of Fox and Kafis. A simple swing for Buelbas. And the third hit in this third inning. A second time through the order, paying a little difficult here for Trenton Denholm.
That's simply simplifying hitting for Brian. Right side of the infield is wide open because they don't expect you to do that. They expect you to go right back up through the middle or to try to pull it. He doesn't have to. Just push it through that open right side.
Dun, 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 dun. Push it real good. Comes Danny Bautista Jr. Throw back to first. Brian Buelbas gets in safely.
Well, Denholm realizes he's got a great move. It's a quick move. But in the first inning, he had Johnny Butler running all over him, and then Henry Bolte's steal set up his run.
Lugnuts have been aggressive, as they have been all year on the bases. The pitch, Danny Bautista Jr. takes it on the inner part of the plate, strike one. Artie Moore, the Lugnuts have offered tonight offensively than they did all of yesterday, just with aggression and pressure, come out ready to go tonight. Up 3-1, two outs. Denholm's pitch, up high and outside. Buelbas faked like he was going to run. Eleven steals, 13 attempts this year for Buelbas. Only behind Henry Bolte. Anjeles also has 10 swipes and 11 tries. Next pitch is outside, 2-1.
Let me add this too, Adam. This is the ninth meeting, Lansing and Lake County. Do you realize that the Lugnuts have 21 steals in their nine games with the Captains, including today?
Is that why they wore the black unis tonight?
Clearly.
Two-one pitch. Yanked out to left, but caught by Mooney. It was a line drive. The shortstop got in the way of to his left, and that will do it for the third. Two runs come in on three hits, and the first blast of the year from Derek Salome. Off to the fourth we go at Jackson Field.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Top of the fourth inning. Fortunes have been good so far tonight for the Lansing Lugnuts. They're in front 3-1 thanks to a Derek Salome home run. And then Henry Bolte coming around. First pitch, Mitch Myers delivers it, and it's bounded foul by Jake Fox. An RBI single for him in the first. We are happy to be playing tonight. We're happy to be playing every night, but we had rain that slid in. Pitch, swing and a miss. And then it quickly slid out. It was about 5 or 10 minutes of a dark cloud and some sprinkles, and we still got underway right on time, 7:05. 0-2 pitch, up high to Jake Fox, 1-2. Is that that's a mascot we have for Jake Fox, a fox up there in the box of the video board. Pitch, yanked foul, first base side.
Is that the Carfax box?
Oh, yes, that's what it is. I was trying to read the jersey, and I couldn't tell it. It is Captains that's written on there. I thought perhaps it was another team. Or to the Carfax. Can't buy a car without them. 1-2 pitch. And that is popped up out of play. So a run for Lake County in the first. Lansing answers right back with a run in the bottom of the first. And the Nuts get two runs in the bottom of the third. And we're here in the fourth. 1-2 pitch. Up high. Good at bat so far from Jake Fox. It's his second game of the series. He played in the opener, had an RBI single in that one too, and a couple of strikeouts. Pitch. Just a little bit wide. And we're full here. 3 balls, 2 strikes. These Captains don't strike out a ton. Third best in the league coming in with 276 strikeouts. 3 strikeouts, though, the first 3 innings tonight. The pitch. That's fouled off the foot of Fox. Looks like he's all right for the moment. He does have the ankle guard on that front right foot. Now he's a little hobbled as he takes some extra time. That's why you have that ankle guard there, but unfortunately it doesn't protect from everything down there. And boy, it seems more and more that you see those ankle guards down there and the ball gets fouled off and it somehow finds a way to miss the protection.
That's just bad luck.
Three, two pitch, lined out to right field. That good luck as it drops in front of Henry Bolte. Good at bat from Fox, 9 pitches to get him his second hit of the night. I guess I should have said good fortune, right? Jesse has provided us with fortune cookies, so we're gonna open them. Now, I am not a huge fortune cookie fan, are you?
No, I promised you that I would eat your fortune cookie and you get to keep the fortune.
Yeah, I know. I was curious. Do you enjoy them?
I totally don't mind them.
First pitch to Mike Coyado is on the outside corner, strike one.
Perfectly neutral.
Nobody eats the fortune cookie for the cookie, right? You want to see what it says.
Every day in the press box, the spread set out by our terrific food and beverage staff keeps us on our toes.
0-1 pitch. This is on the ground. That hits off of Myers and goes towards second base. Halter charges. Glove flip to first. In time to Bautista. Coyado tried to slide in. That'll go 1-4-3. And now they'll come out to check on Mitch Myers to make sure he's all right. Noah Huff, Don Schulze, and Craig Conklin, athletic trainer, pitching coach, and manager, all out there to see how he's doing.
Danny Bautista Jr. had to get back to the bag in a hurry. He started in to try to collect the ball, suddenly realized Colby Halter was going to get there. And so he had to put it in reverse, and then Halter's glove flip. It's a marvelous defensive play. And here's another guy in the firing line.
Well, as we wait to see if Mitch Myers is okay, I think that my advice is pertinent to Mitch as he tries to start his new journey to continue pitching. A journey starts, Jesse, with one step. That's what I got.
That's excellent. Okay, what do you make of mine? Success is a ladder that can't be climbed with your hands in your pockets.
I like it. That's good.
You want to explain that?
Well, I think that You got to be able to reach out and go for your goals and achieve them. And, of course, if you don't have any hands while you're climbing a ladder, you're not going to get very far. Did I describe that correctly? I think that's
all right.
Kind of the gist of it. Jonah Advíncula steps up. And the first pitch down low and outside, ball one.
Think about somebody with their hands in their pockets. They're a bystander. They're a spectator. So get active. Get involved.
That's right. I like that. Motivating. The journey starts with one step. And use your hands. 1-0. That's down low, and it scoots away from C.J. Rodriguez. Up to third goes Jake Fox. Let's see what they rule here. That's a wild pitch called. I think both of our fortune cookie pieces here could be used to Mitch Myers. Yours being, although he couldn't, it's okay to use your hands, but he simply didn't have time to get out of the way of that comebacker. 2-0 pitch. Lined out to center field, backing up is Puelba. Still going, makes the catch. Above his head, backpedaling. Gets it in, the run will come home to score. Fox makes it 3-2. Sacrifice fly for Jonah Advíncula. Two outs.
And Wellboss's journey to that ball took, it started with a step.
It
and
did.
And he needed to take his hands out of his pockets to catch it.
Not a giant leap, just a step.
No.
Some bounds backwards. And then he needed his hand to reach up and make the catch. Here's Arate. First pitch inside, ball one.
Now the eating of the fortune cookies.
There you go. Well, make sure you eat mine as well.
Oh, yeah.
Not that they're bad, Jesse. I just, you know, I don't need it. The pitch, that's fouled off, out of play. 1-1. 3-2, Lansing leads.
Adam is the healthy member of this broadcast crew.
Says the guy that watched me down an entire movie theater style large popcorn.
You had some help.
The pitch, that's up high, 2-1. Yeah.
What inning did we get it, and what inning did we finish it?
Boy, I think it came in the fourth. We finished in the eighth.
It's pretty good.
I didn't eat any while I was on play-by-play, though. 2-1. It's down low. 3-3. I admire your ability to eat either right before play-by-play or sometimes during, because I just can't do it. Jesse's taking a bite right now, so he'll be back with you in a moment.
I once broadcasted with a guy who downed an entire sub while calling play-by-play.
3-1 is lifted deep, right field way up there. Bolte circles in front of the track, and he makes the catch. And there'll be no more feasting for the captains in this fourth inning, although they do get a run, and we get some good fortune. We're off to the last of the fourth, where we'll give you trivia. Lugnuts in front, 3-2.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Off to the last of the fourth here at Jackson Field. 3-2, Nuts edging the Captains. Shocker, another tight game between these two teams. It's all we've seen all week. Tuesday, Wednesday, and now here Thursday, May 16th, 2024. May 16th, the pitch home. This is popped up. Shallow left field from Colby Holter. Back goes Coyado, the third baseman. Foul territory, looking up and above his shoulder, makes the catch. Whoa. Oh, my goodness. We've got a bird in front of the crowd, Mike. Oh, my Lord. That was loud. We lost down here? Oh, we've got a baby bird. Did he fall out of the nest? I think we got a baby bird that just fell out of the nest. Here comes Cameron Masterman. He, she is loud. The pitch? Breaking ball up high. One ball, no strikes. Yeah, Jesse, I think that's a baby that fell out of the nest. Calling mom, come help. Pitch home. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes.
Calling mom and calling some play-by-play.
Yeah, you want the mic? Oh, there's two of them down there. What are we doing, guys?
Exploring.
Pitch home. Hard hit, foul, third base side. Look out. So here at Jackson Field, we're up top suite level, but there's a little catwalk right in front of us. Our cameraman sits out there right now. We've got our crowd mic out here, all in front of the windows, and there's two young birds right out in front of us. This one staring directly into my eyes.
You are the birder.
Jesse, I don't know what we got here. Are those young mourning doves? Can't be. I'm stumped. 1-2 pitch. This is lifted back, heading towards the birds. And caught. Short of the birds, short of the catwalk. We're all good up here. You know, you buy the fishnets and you weren't even ready.
I'm looking up baby mourning doves, I'll have you know.
Always working. 1-2 pitch. Well, that's outside. Well, can we send the intern out there to hop on the catwalk and go check them out? Is there a nest above us?
That's my guess, is directly above us is where the nest would be in the eaves.
Man, that pitch is outside. Three balls, two strikes. So, yeah, right in front of the crowd, Mike, the youngster chirping away, and they're hanging out on the catwalk. At least they have each other down there. Three, two pitch to Cameron Masterman. This is on the ground, right field, base hit. Jumps off the lip into right field. Second time we've seen that tonight. Wellmoss did it, Masterman did it. And another base hit for the Nuts. One on with one out in the fourth. All right, trivia question tonight. What pitcher was nicknamed the Bird? Just kidding. That's not your trivia question. But it could be. Here comes C.J. Rodriguez. 3-2, Lansing leading in the bottom of the fourth. One on, one out. Denholm, righty on righty with Rodriguez, comes home. Popped up, first base side, foul territory. Drags Kafis over, first base coach's box, makes the catch, two outs.
Here's an unofficial trivia question for you, and that is, how many different types of birds have players been given nicknames in the major leagues?
What do you got for
the
me?
The hawk, the penguin, the emu, etc.
Oh, grounds crew keeper up here, Joe, is feeding the youngster. What are we feeding him?
Is this what we want to do?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
The little dude looks very confused.
He's young.
He's getting pelted with food right now. Here's Derek Salome. Squares to bunt. Did he offer? No, he didn't. Down low, ball one. Salome homered in his last at bat. Help the Lugnuts score two. Lansing edging Lake County by one. Two outs, bottom four. One-oh pitch. Here's a high hopper off the plate. In comes Coyado at third. Jumps up, sets, fires to first, and it's in time. And that is going to do it for the fourth inning. Well, we've got friends up here, company, as we head to the fifth. We'll get you the trivia question in the fifth, Jesse. We were distracted. 3-2, Lugnuts lead. Mr. Goldberg-Strassler with the play-by-play when we return.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Mitch Myers heads back to the mound. Let's get set for the fifth inning. 3-2, Myers and the Lugnuts on top of the Lake County Captains. Coming up to the plate for the Caps, 9-1-2. First, Johnny Tincher, and then Nate Furman and Alex Mooney. Tincher in his second game back off the injured list. Righty-righty. The pitch from Myers. Check swing. Goes up, and it's ball one. If you're wondering where Adam is, he is doing his darndest to help take care of the birds, the baby birds that have fallen right in front of us. The check swing was denied. One ball and no strikes on Tincher. He flied out to center his first time. The pitch. Breaking ball called a strike on the outside corner.
Come on, Jesse. How can he fly out if he doesn't have any wings?
That's a good question. This pitch is flat out to center field. Welbas on the run. Off the wall, bounces back to him. Tincher hustles around to second base. And it's a leadoff double.
Well, darn it, he did it again.
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
He flied out.
Here comes Nate Furman.
Jesse is perplexed right now.
Trying to keep my hands on the steering wheel. Nate Furman is 1-for-2 with a single. Were you talking about the bird?
Yes, I was just joking. You know, okay. We're talking birds. You said fly.
Yeah.
So I said you can't fly without wings.
I'm picking up what you're putting down, but I'm doing it slowly. The pitch to Nate Furman. Hideaway ball one.
It was for the birder community. It was a joke.
Nate Furman. The left-handed hitting leadoff man. A nest we believe in the eaves directly above the broadcast booth, and two baby birds have fallen out. There's a strike called. And our high home camera operator, actually, as we went to break that last time, spotted one of the baby birds right here next to us. One has taken refuge behind a barrel. The other is hopping around right in front.
The leader.
Furman swings, flies to left center field. In comes Cameron Masterman. Backs up, makes the catch. Tincher walks back to second. One away for Alex Mooney. Mooney is 0-for-1 with a hit by a pitch and a run scored. The baby bird is creeping right back toward that crowd microphone. There's the pitch. Up and away, ball one. Adam is still seeking to identify. It's not a starling, is it?
Jesse, you got me on this one. I don't know.
Okay. There was just a turtle delay down in the Florida State League the other day. 1-0. A ground ball shot towards short. Tincher breaks away from second. Analyze throws him behind him. And as he lunged back for the bag, he came up 2 feet short. Halter the tag. Two away. Mooney on it first on the fielder's choice. That felt like a great idea for Johnny Tincher until one Mississippi passed. And then he realized, uh-oh. Aribil Analyze is right there, and I'm in a bad way.
You know who else is in a bad way?
Is it the baby bird?
It's the baby bird.
Yeah. CJ Kafis swings and misses. Strike one. Lake County down by a run. 3-2. Lugnuts. Top of the fifth inning. Right behind us, Nate Miller is ready with his net. The deal. Ground ball shot down toward third, picked by Salome, throws to first. Kafis retired, and so are the captains. One hit, one left. No runs against Mitch Myers. 5 frames for Mitch. Let's go to the bottom of the pit, halfway to the house. Adam will continue to do everything he can to support these babies. Lugnuts lead 3-2.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The bird is not on the wing and is, in fact, right below us, right next to the ladder that holds up our crowd microphone. That'll give you the sound as Johnny Butler steps in. Trenton Denholm, the right-hander, winds and throws. Butler grounds up the first base side. Easy glove, Kafis enters his own base. Unassisted, one pitch, one gone. Last of the fifth, Lansing 3, Lake County 2.
Jesse's wondering if we could ask the trivia question here in the fifth.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
First, though, Henry Bolte against Trenton Denholm. Righty to righty. High fly out to left. Zarate's backing up. He's nearing the wall. That ball is gone! A towering fly by Bolte. His 6th homer of the year. 4-2, Lugnuts.
Majestic. He's had a couple like that this year where he has gotten so far under, you wonder if it hurt his chances to get out, and he's just barely missed. Another home run for the Nuts.
45-degree exit angle. Goodness. Here's Aribil Angeles. On the pitch. Strike called outside corner. What was that about a trivia question?
The question tonight reverts back to Lansing Lugnuts history when this stadium opened.
The pitch. Angeles looks at a ball down. Go right ahead.
The first game here, Jesse, was Michigan-Michigan State. Michigan won in extra innings, but the first professional game here was the Nuts against this team that beat them. Who was it that won the first professional game here at then Oldsmobile Park?
Ooh. Analyze takes ball too low. I like it. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. JGOLDSTRASS at LansingLugnuts.com. Den Holmes 2-1. Line shot right center field. That's Triple's alley. That ball's up the gap. It's going all the way to the wall. Anales is flying around towards second. Loses his helmet. Heading for third. There will not be a play. Stand up triple for Arribia Anales. Triple number 3 of the year. And after the first pitch ground out by Butler, it has gone home run, 3-bagger against Denholm in this 5th inning.
Well, the Lugnuts lead the league with now 14 triples. One of the reasons they've got Triples Alley inside their home park, and Angeles swatted it right to that spot, as you mentioned, and then it's all about the acceleration after that.
With one gone, Angeles at third, Lansing up by 2. Brian Wellbach steps in. He swings and pounds the first pitch out to right center. Again, Advinculis on the run. Over his head, up to the wall. Anales jogs in. Guelba stops at second. And they're a single away from hitting for the reverse cycle as a lineup. RBI double, Brian Guelba. 5-2, Lugnuts.
In order, 2. Can Bautista get the single? Boy, they are mashing on Denholm right now. And Lake County is just starting to get some relievers up and warming up. I mean, this has come out of nowhere, third time through the order.
Pitching coach Kevin Arminio visits the mound. Well, Trenton Denholm. He allowed the run in the first inning on the Anales RBI single. And then he pitched the perfect second with a couple of strikeouts. In the third inning, though, Salome homered against him, and Lansing added a second run on the RBI ground out by Anales to score Bolte. And now the heavy artillery here in the fifth. Bolte goes yard. Anales triples. And Wellbus, the RBI double. You're watching on MLB TV. You see the Bolte blast. 16 leading home runs for Henry Bolte. What power for the 2022 second rounder. Danny Bautista Jr. is about to step in. Righty, righty. Denholm looks back. A pickoff move into second. Safe the call. Robas barely got in with Fox pinching in. The deal. Scott Fowl off the right side. Strike 1 to Bautista Jr.
I don't think I've ever seen a reverse cycle in order, Jesse. 3 straight batters right now.
There's a very good chance. It has gone homer, triple, double. Can Bautista Jr. single? It's an 0-1 pitch. Fouled off over the netting, drifting back into the seats. He's 0-2. A ground out to third, a line out to left. 5-2 Lugnuts. And 9 base hits against Denholm. Here's the pitch. That's pop foul. Below us. The birds are safe. No balls and 2 strikes. It remains on Danny. Robas at second base. 2 runs in for the 5-2 lead. 2 strike pitch. Trenton Denholm. High for a ball. Game 3 of the 6-game series. The 21-14 Lake County Captains tied for first place atop the East Division with Great Lakes. The 17-18 Lansing Lugnuts in third. Here's the pitch. Ground ball yanked foul up the left side. Ricocheting toward the captain's pen. Denholm unofficially right now, 74 pitches. Call it 75. A 1-2 is coming. The runner moves. The pitch pump foul and hang on. Catcher interference, Johnny Tincher. The mitt knocked off his hand. And so because of that, Duelbas is sent back to second. But Danny Bautista Jr. is awarded first. And Johnny Tincher just coming back off his day on the injured list. Thank goodness he looks to be okay. E2. First and second, one man out for Colby Halter. Here comes the manager, Omir Santos. And the athletic trainer. That is Frank Sammons tending to Johnny Tincher right now, and all appears well. Thank goodness. And here comes Halter. Checks in with Tincher. And Trenton Denholm is in a spot. Lake County will look for a double play ball. Adam, I apologize. There was no single.
Boo!
Ground out, home run, triple, double, error. First offering to Halter, righty to lefty. Low for a ball. Two runs, four hits, two errors now in Lake County. Five runs, nine hits, one error for the Lugnuts. The Lugnuts are wearing their alternate black jersey shirts today with the black caps, the home white pants. They were wearing their home whites, though, earlier today. Ball and offering from Denholm. Low again. Earlier today, it was team photo day. Set up the bullpen benches out in the shallow left center. So our apologies to the relief crew if a bullpen bench got switched between the home side and the road side. The 2024 Lugnuts team photo taken today. A 2-0, runners both break, and then they stop as the pitch is elevated high into left center field. Zarate and Advíncula come together. Advíncula the catch from center. Wilbas walks back to second. And Bautista Jr. backs up to first. Two outs. And here's Cameron Masterman. Masterman is last time up, a single in a right field. And with that single, he extended his on-base streak to 16 games, one behind the team leader, Will Simpson. 17-game streak for Simpson to begin the year. Will has not played since Saturday. He's dealing with his own ailment. Two on, two out, 5-2 Lugnuts. The pitch up and in to Masterman. Masterman hit the three-run homer to win the opener. Righty to righty. Here it is. Runners break. Breaking ball called a strike. No throw by Tincher. Double steal. Wilbas wipes third, and Bautista Jr. gains second.
Big-time aggression continues for the Nuts, and it started right off the leadoff man, Johnny Butler. He swiped both bags in the first, and Lansing's kept the foot on the pedal ever since.
Five steals now as a team. Denholm steps off the rubber. Danny Bautista Jr., steal number three. Brian Wilbas, steal number 12. So we've seen the power, we've seen the speed. Now we'll see a 1-1 pitch to Masterman. Did not chase, bounced up in the air, and stayed right there with Tincher. Quickly looked down to third. Wilbas got back in. And Denholm is behind Masterman. Lansing has a chance here to blow this game open. Against a good pitcher in Denholm. But the Lugnuts have hit some rockets. Center fielder Advíncula deep, shaded to right center. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good off speed. Strike two. Denholm. So far, Ryan Hander has struck out four through his 4 2/3. He has not walked a batter. Deuces wild. 2-2 pitch. Lashed foul up the right side. That baseball over the REO Speedwagon that's parked down there. Rio, I should say.
It's all right, Jesse. I'll make sure to keep on loving you.
Once again, the 2-2. Taking low, ball three.
But, you know, as the birds would say, it's time for me to fly.
At times, this broadcast has gone to the birds. A payoff pitch with runners at second and third. Masterman smokes it out to center. Advincula there to make the catch, leaning into his right. Inning over. And the Lugnuts have to be content with two. The solo homer by Bolte. The triple by Annalise. The RBI double by Brelbas. Runners stranded at second and third. We're going to the sixth inning. The Lugnuts leading Lake County 5-2.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Same House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball.
That's Guy Lipscomb who will lead off the top of the sixth inning. The Lansing Lugnuts 5, the Lake County Captains 2. The sun setting in Michigan State Capitol, and for the first time all year, a Lugnuts starting pitcher enters the sixth. Mitch Myers deals high, ball one. Five innings had been the cap for all of these pitchers to begin the year. Lansing beginning the year with a 10-man starting rotation. The deal, Lipscomb lays off down low. Mitch Myers had been partnered up with James Gonzalez. Gonzalez now up with AA Midland, and he pitched yesterday. And so Mitch now all by his lonesome. And it's now, you know, May the 16th. He offers Lipscomb a check swing. Call this strike. 2-1. Mitch Myers now unofficially at 81 pitches. He offers. Lipscomb rips a base hit in the right field in between Halter and Batista Jr. It's his first time aboard today. A leadoff single here in the sixth. For Myers overall, five innings plus now one batter. And Mitch has done a whale of a job scattering base hits. One hit in the first, one in the third, one in the fourth, one in the fifth, now one in the sixth. Four singles, one double, one first inning run on an RBI single by Jake Fox. The pitch here to, coincidentally, Jake Fox, taking high, ball one. Fox is 2-for-2. RBI single in the first, single. He scored the second Lake County run in the fourth inning on an Advincula sack fly. That's it for their offense. Fox hits a high fly out to right field to his left. Bolte runs it down. And back to first goes Lipscomb. one away. Third instance of hard contact today for Jake. And now Mike Quillada. So 5 1/3 innings from Mitch Myers. This is his first start on a Thursday all year. First time in 2024 he's pitched on a Thursday. That nugget from statistician Nate Miller. However, last year, Myers on a Thursday was outstanding. 1.98 ERA in 5 starts. Lipscomb breaks. The pitch called a strike. Throw down to second base on the third base side and late. And Lipscomb head first in with the steal. His 10th stolen base of the year. No balls and a strike. The count on Mike Quillada. Trying to make something happen with Lake County down by 3 runs in the 6th inning. You want some 6th inning slang, by the way?
I've been dying for it.
Oh. I know one pitch. Outside corner, strike called. Nothing in 2. Okay, so I've got my Tom Boswell, Why Time Begins an Opening Day book up here.
Of course.
And so I opened it up to any page just to see, could I find any slang? And I found something. 0-2. A ground ball pulled on the right side. Batista Jr., the short hop pick. And then right back to the bag for the out. To third base, Lipscomb. Coyado's out number 2. Here's what immediately jumped out to me. Scrabini.
I'm sorry, what?
That's your 6th inning slang today. What is a Scrabini in baseball lingo? I enjoy, just like Adam does, we enjoy reading baseball books over the course of the spring and summer.
Dude, I get all your baseball hand-me-down books, and it's awesome.
There's Jonah Advincula. 0-1 with a ground out to second and a sack fly. Lipscomb at third, 90 feet away. First pitch, up and away. So in the bottom half of this inning, we'll tell you what a Scrabini is, in case you aren't able to guess.
Sounds like a scrum diddly umptious.
That sounds Wonka. Here's the deal. Line drive over the second baseman Halter. Base hit right center. And Lipscomb is in. An RBI single for Advincula. First inning of the game that Lake County has had more than one knock in the frame. Jonah Advincula is knocked in 2, just like he did yesterday.
Yet they have 3 runs. This is what they do. They get guys on base, and they find ways to score. It's why they are sitting atop the Eastern Division right now.
And pitching coach Don Schulze heads to the mound. Lansing 5, Lake County 3. With that in the Lugnuts pen, the right-hander Dylan Hall is warming up. All right, so I've got a story from this book. It's neither here nor there, but it's such a good story. Tom Boswell tells it from Frank Robinson, so we're getting it third hand when you hear it from me. This took place in Puerto Rico in winter ball. Bottom of the 9th inning, team down by a run. They get the tying run aboard to first base. So the other team, the pitcher that they have on the mound, he's a lefty. And suddenly, the team that's batting in the bottom of the 9th with the tying run on, a relief pitcher runs down from the bullpen all the way to the dugout to shout at the manager. He shouts to the manager, hey, this pitcher's lousy, but he's got the greatest pickoff move in history. We need to make sure that the runner's aware. Heck, send me in to pinch run just to make sure we don't get picked off.
Uh-oh.
You know where this is going.
Uh-oh.
Here's Angel Zarate, who takes a count strike. So Frank Robinson does. He sends the relief pitcher, who is a guy by the name of Freddie Bean, in to pinch run to make sure they didn't get picked off by this lefty. A lousy pitcher, but a great pickoff move. Strike 1 toss to Zarate, served in the air, foul off the left side.
You ever gone bean picking?
I've never gone bean picking. Well, this lefty went bean picking, and you knew it. The very first chance he had, he threw over to first base. And Freddie Bean was so excited that he had read the pickoff move well, he dove back in. He overslid first. He ended up in the coach's box and was tagged out, and that ended their chances. Pickoff, though, here, not in time by Myers. And Vincula back in.
How do you overslide first base, my guy?
Overslid first base.
You kidding me?
Ended the game tagged out in the coach's box. 0-2 pitch, Angel Zarate. Advíncula starts and stops. Rodriguez throws back in behind him. No tag chance for Batista Jr. Advíncula got back in.
So after you overslide first base,
yes,
you're in the coach's box. You're
in the coach's box.
You lose the game.
You lose the game.
The worst part of it all, then you have to look up and see the coach with his hands folded on his hips, just looking down, shaking his head at you.
That's right. The pinch runner sent in to not get picked off. 1-2 pitch to Ronte. Up and away. Think back to last week. Jake Vogel, pinch running for the Great Lakes Loons, tried to steal third in extra innings. The throw down not in time. He got in. Then he stepped off the bag, and Derek Salome tagged him out. And there's his manager coaching at third, Jair Fernandez. We saw his reaction. Fly ball right center field from Zarate. Brian Buelbas draws a beat. He's over. He's got it. Side retired. No need for a poor reaction here. Lake County scores a run on two hits. Advíncula left. And we're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. Slide on there with us. Lansing leading Lake County 5-3.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts are leading 5-3 as we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Lake County captains have called upon a new pitcher, the right-hander Adam Tulloch, the native of Toronto, now in. 15th round selection 2 years ago from Arizona State. Tulloch first against C.J. Rodriguez. And here's the pitch from the lefty. A ground ball sent towards short. Alex Mooney fields, throws to first. And there's one gone. One pitch, one out. Efficiency for Tulloch. Tulloch is making his eighth appearance of the year here today. He is with 14 batters through 18 and now one-third innings. The league coming in batting .288 against him. Only one home run allowed. His pitch to Derek Salome. Called strike one. Salome has one home run hit. And he hit it to lead off the bottom of the third inning. 5-3 Lugnuts. The pitch down and in. Nearly struck him on the foot. Did he go? On appeal, no. Like a dance step for Derek Salome. Your sixth inning slang today. Scrubini. Here comes the 1-1. That's down low. If you go to Wiktionary, you'll find U.S. slang substitute. If you go to Baseball Almanac, well... A 2-1 pitch to Salome. Chopper once again to shortstop. Attacked by Mooney. Fires to first. And not dug by Kafis. Salome is on. Error charge to Alex Mooney. Error charge to C.J. Kafis on the missed catch at first base.
Yeah, it was low, but scorer is saying he should have still caught it. Didn't look it in the glove. Break for the Nuts.
Third error today on Lake County. First error all year against Kafis. Salome on it first with good speed. and Johnny Butler now. Lefty to lefty. Off the outside corner, ball one. From the Baseball Dictionary, there's a quote from Jim Bowden in ball four. All the Scribinis pray for extra innings in the spring, right? Because they want the chance. Scribini is a substitute, bench guy. Sixth inning slang. Butler rips it down the right side, but hooked foul. One ball, one strike. Adam, was that your guess on Scribini?
I'm sorry, could you repeat what it is?
So a scrub. A scrub is a guy who's not a starter. It's a bench player.
Okay. No, I had no idea. You find new ones every day that I'm just, I don't know. That's why we're learning here.
We're having fun with our sixth inning slang.
Yeah, we are, man. We're always having a good time up here.
Tulloch delivers to Butler. Instead, a snap throw over, Salone back in standing. Johnny Butler out of the leadoff spot today is 1-for-3. Led off the bottom of the first inning with a single, stole second, stole third, scored on an Anale single for Lansing's first run. Tied the game at the time 1-1. The pitch. Butler pops it up, shallow center, shortstop Mooney wants it, under it, catches it. All three batters here in the sixth inning have hit the ball to Mooney. Ground out. The missed catch error at first base by Kafis. The pop out. And with Salome at first and two gone, here comes the man who homered his last time. He's no Scribini.
Ha-ha.
It's Henry Bolte, 2-for-3, single, homer, 2 runs scored. Lefty to righty, 5-3 Lugnuts. Outside corner, strike called. 90 miles an hour from Tulloch. The Lake County starter, Trenton Denholm, went 5 innings, 9 hits, 5 runs. No walks, 4 strikeouts, and 2 home runs. Salome hit one, Bolte hit one, the runner at first and the batter. Strike one toss. Down and in and all the way to the backstop, but first it hit Henry on the foot. And Bolte is back aboard. Salone pushed up to second base on the HPP. Third batter that Tulloch has struck this year. 2 on with 2 out for Aribiel Angeles. Anales is 2-for-3. He takes a ball outside. RBI single in the first inning. Tripled, scored in the fifth. 5-3 Lugnuts with a chance to add against Tulloch with 2 outs in the home sixth inning. Salome at second and Bolte at first both run well. Here's the pitch. Broke it across the outside corner. Strike call. Anales has been a captain's killer this year. Pitch is on its way. Poked down the right side. Grabbed by Kafis before it could touch the ground. His missed catch error opened the door. His catch ends the frame. And I suppose to complete the metaphor, slams the door shut on the Lugnuts rally. An HBP, an error, 2 left, no runs. We're going to the seventh inning. Adam Jackson returns with the call. Lansing 5, Lake County 3.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics.
Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
A beautiful sunset across Michigan's sky tonight in downtown Lansing. 5-3, the Nuts leading as we come to the seventh. Mitch Myers is coming back out here. Johnny Tincher, the nine hitter, at least he'll face him. Pitch home. Fastball outside corner, strike one. Lansing leading this one thanks to a run in the first, two in the third, and two in the fifth. Pitch home. Checked it. Didn't offer. One ball, one strike. Lake County has still not scored more than one run in any half inning in this series. 1-1. That breaks in there. Strike two. And all of their run scoring frames, just an inning. We go back to Tuesday. They scored a run in the first, a run in the second, run in the fifth, run in the sixth, run in the eighth. Consistent. They lost that one 8-5. The pitch, chopper down third base side, foul, and it remains 1-2. Yesterday, they win 3-2. They score a run in the fifth, a run in the sixth, a run in the eighth. Today, a run in the first, a run in the fourth, a run in the sixth. Lansing leading by two. Captains finding ways to score, get on base, but only have been able to score a run per frame. The pitch, that's up high. Two balls, two strikes. So Mitch Myers, he's pitched well here. Given up just six hits, but has allowed three runs. The pitch, bouncing ball foul, but one of them unearned after an error in the first inning. So Myers, six innings, six hits, two earned runs, three strikeouts, no walks. They're going to let him go here into the seventh. 2-2, swing and a miss. He got him with the fastball. Four strikeouts for Myers. Will he be allowed to face the top of the order again? Does not look like it. Craig Conklin's going to come out, but a heck of an outing tonight for Mitch Myers. 95 pitches, 61 strikes, two earned runs, four strikeouts, no walks through six and a third.
Well, Gil Patterson is in town in charge of all the A's minor league pitchers. And so to put on this kind of performance, exceptional.
And the crowd's letting him know it. Well done for the Pittsburgh Panther. And the Michigan State Spartan-flavored crowd appreciates what he was able to do. And he'll turn it over to the bullpen with the Lugnuts in front 5-3. Back to the top of the card here in the seventh.
It wasn't a perfect outing, right? There were the six hits allowed. Jake Fox found some barrels. Guy Lipscomb does what he does, which is cause a little bit of havoc. And so he had to strand runners on. He was challenged, and he made pitches, and he departs with the lead.
And in comes the lefty, or the righty, Dylan Hall.
Dylan Hall is another guy who's been getting better and better as this year's been going on. Last time out, we saw him pitching in extra innings against the Great Lakes Loons, and he picked up the win. He's a player in his very first year in the Oakland A's organization, so the coaches are getting to know him. The teammates are getting to know him. But he's a smart guy. He's an engaging guy. He's got experience at AA and AAA. And so you just feel comfortable saying, all right. Right? It's one out into the seventh inning. Take the ball. Bridge to the back end.
A couple of weeks ago, Jesse, the bullpen was a weakness on this team against South Bend. Remember how many late runs they were giving up, but you go back to the series against the Loons, and so far here against the Captains, yes, they have given up a run in the eighth in the first two games, but the bullpen has pitched much better here over the last couple of weeks. We'll see how he handles the top of the card, which has been so potent in this series and against the Nuts this year. Nate Furman, 1-for-3. Bases clear, one out. 5-3 Nuts, top seven. Hall throws to the lefty. It's outside, ball one.
It was so impressive to me how the bullpen worked against the Great Lakes Loons, which is a team that scouts very well, has an explosive offense, and they outpitched them.
1-0 pitch. Bouncing ball foul. First base side. And because they outpitched him, they earned four wins and a series victory. So the two series wins have come against the two teams in first place, Lake County and Great Lakes, both on the road. 1-1. That's on the outside corner, strike two.
Here's another spot. You've got the lead. You hand it to the back end of your pen. You're eight outs away from the win.
The pitch home. A little bit wide, perhaps a touch up. Two balls, two strikes.
But these are the captain's best hitters. This is Furman and Mooney and Kafis and Lipscomb and Fox.
A break-even pitch. That's down low on C.J. Rodriguez, who tried to keep that in front. Three balls, two strikes. Now, these are the guys you have to earn it against. And all things considered, they've done a pretty good job. I mean, Furman has a base hit tonight. Lipscomb has a base hit. Mooney reached on an HBP. That's been it, but they found ways to score. 3-2. Right back up the middle. It's a base hit. Line drive from Furman right on cue. He's aboard here in this seventh inning with one out.
What a hitter. He started this year in high A, but he's not going to finish it in high A.
I don't know if he's going to finish the week in high A.
Cleveland drafted him in the fourth round 2 years ago after a season in which he hit .371 at UNC Charlotte.
Still think he should have gone to Furman, but...
Sorry about it.
Here's Alex Mooney. First pitch, slides in, strike one. Furman has been excellent. 13 hits against the Nuts now this season. He had yesterday off, but four hits in the series opener. Righty-righty matchup. Hall, the 0-1. High chopper, foul, third base side. Lansing wins today. They would move back to 500 at 18-18 through the first 36. Captains win. They would push their record to 22-14. Keep the pressure on the Loons tonight. Try and stay tied atop the Midwest League East Division standings. 0-2 pitch. Lifted, first base side, foul territory. All right, here we go, into the crowd and into the seats. You know, we know as the game gets older and older, the fans start to pay a little less attention to everything going on the field. They're busy, Jesse. The 0-2, Furman takes off for second, throws down low, off to second it goes, and it's to the left of second base. And a swipe for Nate Furman. So runner in scoring position as Furman continues to be a pest in the leadoff spot. Hammered a single, swipes a bag, and a base hit could make this a one-run game. One, two. In on the hands, fouled up and out of play. By the way, it is 9 o'clock on a Thursday. 5-3, Nuts leading here against the Captains.
This crowd looks fairly regular.
You think they shuffled in, walked, ran? 1-2. Tapper back in the field of play, but it hit off of the foot of Mooney. Jesse's going to sing him a song in a moment because he is the piano man. Seventh inning stretch coming up in a couple of outs.
It's sad and it's sweet.
But we knew it complete. Turn back to second base. And Furman is walked back to the bag. Mooney waits from the right side of the plate. Hall comes home. That's fouled off. But the slider, it looked like there. Mooney 0 for 2 tonight. Did get hit by a pitch and then came home after an error from Colby Halter in that first inning. These pesky Captains, though, they just will not go away. They are a fun team to watch. Grind out at bats, grind out runs. You look at the end, and they're either right there or typically have the lead late in games. Pitch home. lifted out to center field. Buelbas coming in to his right. He's got it. Back to second goes Furman, two outs. Here comes C.J. Kafis. So Kafis will step in here in a spot to try and make this a one-run game or perhaps tie the game. He's got six home runs this year and a righty-lefty matchup. He's 0 for 3, though. The pitch home. Swing, and that's tap back foul, strike one.
He was trying.
He certainly was. Dylan Hall this year, if you're wondering, has allowed five home runs. The captains have not played a lot of long ball in this series. The pitch home. In on the hands, down the first base side, foul. And when we say haven't played a lot, they have yet to hit a home run this week.
Dylan Hall, when he faced Lake County earlier this year, allowed back-to-back home runs.
Well, well, well. 5-3, Lugnuts leading top seven. Run around second is Furman. Lugnuts play the lefty Kafis to pull the pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Held down two by Rodriguez. That's strike three. So the Lugnuts leave the single from Furman stranded. 5-3 Nuts as we stretch it out at Jackson Field. All right, off we go to the bottom of the seventh. Lansing leading 5-3. Adam Tulloch back up the first pitch. And that zooms in there. Strike one on the outside corner to Brian Buelbas. Danny Bautista Jr., Colby Holzer to follow. The pitch home. That's up high and outside. One ball, one strike here to Buelbas, who's 2 for 3 tonight. An RBI double in his last at-bat in the fifth. Lansing has kept the pressure on. Pitch home from the lefty. In too tight to the righty, 2-1. The Nuts have been effective through the top of their order. We're talking so much about the captains and how potent that offense is at the top. Lansing, potent at the top tonight. The pitch. Up high and outside, 3 balls and a strike. Butler leading off as a single. Bolte hitting second has 2 hits, including a home run. Anjales has 2 hits, including 2 knocked in and a triple and a run scored. Welbas has 2 hits and an RBI. This pitch is up high, ball 4, so add a walk to Welbas's line. And the leadoff man is on in the seventh as Lansing continues to put guys on base.
When you looked at the Lugnuts roster on paper on opening day, this is what you hoped for. You said, there's great young talent here. 20-year-old Bolte, 22-year-old Angeles, 21-year-old Buelbas. Let's see if they step forward and help carry the offense. They are.
Here's Danny Bautista Jr. from the right side. Lefty Tulloch will check it over to first base. Oh, and that's a balk. He balked. So up to second goes Buelbas. It was called by home plate umpire Ian Durkin, and he's now relaying to Tulloch what he did wrong. And here comes Omir Santos out here to get an explanation as well.
I think that's important. Really important. Let Tulloch know, here's what I saw. Now, whether they agree with it or not is another matter. But for a pitcher, it's important to understand why you were just called for a balk.
When you get in trouble when you're younger, Jesse, you want to understand what you did wrong.
Yeah, give me the explanation. Help me learn for next time.
You're going to send me to timeout. Tell me why. Well, Omir Santos is having a long conversation here with Ian Durkin. Doesn't look heated. Just looks to be, again, getting an explanation, giving his 2 cents. And back he goes to the dugout.
The purpose to be to inform.
There you go. And the umpire's job, inform the rules. And they have. So now here comes Danny Bautista Jr., 5-3 nuts, bottom seven at Jackson Field. It's Park ready to erupt. The pitch home. In there on the outside corner, strike one. Bautista Jr. tonight, ground out, line out, and then he reached on a catcher's interference in the fifth, and he stole second base. Time called by Tulloch as he wants Johnny Tincher to come out there as catcher. And he'll bring him out there and go through this at bat here on what they want to give to Bautista. Pivotal spot in this game. The captains continue to keep it close. But Lansing has had the advantage outside of Lake County scoring in the top of the first inning. The long conference draws Ian Durkin out there. Plate umpire making a trot out. They try and get on the same page here. Now they're just about set. Bautista Jr. ready to go from the right side. Runner at second, nobody out. They throw it back to second. It's into center field. Buelba stands up and heads to third. Another mistake by the captains. Their fourth error of the game. So two crucial errors, really. You could say three on Tulloch in this seventh. He walked Buelbas on 5 pitches. He balked Buelbas to second. And then he throws one into center field, and Buelbas is at third. And now a pitch clock violation is called on Bautista. So it's now 0-2. And Danny Bautista Jr. is going, what happened? He was in the box, I think is what he's trying to explain. But now he's down, no balls, 2 strikes. Infield is in for the captains. Lugnuts have a run 90 feet away. 0-2. Inside, 1-2. Bautista's got those bright white batting gloves on to match his white pants. And he's got the white New Balances on his feet. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He chased it inside and low. Strikeout for Bautista. One down. First strikeout tonight for Adam Tulloch. That'll make up for the couple of mistakes. Now we'll try and do it again as Colby Holzer comes to the plate. Tulloch, the man out of Arizona State, fires. Lifted, shallow left field. In comes Zaraka, and he makes the catch down the line. Buelbas balks at coming home and gets back to the bag. Zarate makes the catch. 2 outs. Back-to-back pitches. So not the execution the Nuts were looking for. He'll take a 2-out hit here from Cameron Masterman. The Lugnuts up 5-3 in the seventh. Masterman tonight, 1-for-3. The pitch home. Checked it. It's down low. Ball one. He had the home run on Tuesday, sent us home in the ninth. A walk-off winner, his second home run of the year. Does he have a base hit here? 1-0. Checked it. It's outside. They do appeal. He didn't offer. 2-0. Well, he is a big swinger. His at-bats have been better and better of late. Hitter's pitch coming up right here. 2-0. Checked it, and it just misses. That was at the top of the zone. Fortunate call there for Masterman. It's 3-0.
His batting eye wasn't there earlier this year either.
Now that has certainly come around even this week. 3-0. Way inside, ball four, and Masterman draws the four-pitch walk. Second of the inning, and now it's CJ Rodriguez coming to the plate.
I honestly think that Cam has relaxed. I think he was pressing earlier, and now he's letting the game come to him.
Well, he's been so focused about his timing, being too early, being too late. Sometimes it is just settling in, finding that comfort at the plate. CJ Rodriguez due. He's 0-for-3 tonight. 5-3 nuts, runners at the corners, two outs. They play him to pull to the left side. The lefty Tellick throws. Lifted out to right center field. This is hit well. Lipscomb is going back. He's at the track, and he reaches up and takes it away in the gap. No shopping tonight for C.J. Rodriguez in the seventh. Lugnuts leave two stranded. We will head to the eighth. 5-3, nuts in front.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges: mental health struggles, housing obstacles, employment, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At the Bob Woodruff Foundation, we raise awareness about the tough challenges veterans and military families face and invest in solutions to help support them in the next chapter of their lives. And with one solution comes the next. We solve a housing situation, we increase employment opportunities. We solve employment problems, we address food insecurity. We solve food insecurity, we impact physical and mental health issues. Learn more about our work at bobwoodrufffoundation.org/success.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Seven down, two to go on this thirsty Thursday at Jackson Field. Top of the eighth inning, Lansing leading 5-3. We'll see if the captains can find a way back or if Lansing can shut this thing down. Winner will take the series lead 2-1. We're going to answer that trivia question for you here in this eighth inning as well. So don't go anywhere. Looks like it'll be Dylan Hall to come back out here in this eighth inning. Mitch Myers got him through 6 1/3. Hall came in to get the final two outs, so his first full inning of work here in the eighth. Guy Lipscomb at the plate. A hot-handed lefty. The pitch. It's up high and outside. Ball one.
Go back to the way that Dylan Hall struck out C.J. Kafis last inning. It was the circle change. That's why he's been a better pitcher this year against lefties than righties.
Did it in just three pitches. Pitch home. It's on the outer edge. Strike one.
There you go. There's that great circle changeup.
Located perfectly on the outside at the bottom of the zone. Great mustache flashed by Hall tonight. From the windup, turns and throws. Swing and a miss. What was that you were saying,
yeah,
Jesse?
His changeup is good, and especially against left-handed batters.
Well, it falls right off the table there. Beauty. One ball, two strikes. Time called by Guy Lipscomb. 1-for-3 tonight. That seems a little subdued for how good he's been. But it is still good. 1-2. Low and outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Give credit, if Lansing wins this game, you would think it would have to stay status quo with the guys at the top, but they have done a pretty good job in the top four in this order. Only 3 singles tonight. 2-2. That has changed now in a big way. Guy Lipscomb tattoos this baseball out to right field. Home run number one, and he is that guy to pull us within a run.
It was change up, change up, change up, etc. Tried to come back with a fastball, and he put it right in Lipscomb's wheelhouse.
You ever think sometimes you just speak too soon? Or is that just me? First home run of this series for the Captains. Guy Lipscomb, his first home run of the year. Don Schulze, not his first visit to the mound this year, but he is out there. That'll give us some time to answer the trivia question. Jesse asked back in the fifth, somewhere in the whereabouts, who was the first pro team to win at this stadium? It came back in 1996 in Game 1. Did we get any answers?
We sure did.
What do you got?
Leanne Cook emailed in, Rockford Cubbies. Bobby Strauss wrote in. In front of 9,318 fans, a 10-inning loss, 9-5 to the Rockford Cubbies.
That's right. Despite that it was just 30 degrees, the Rockford Cubbies, who eventually became the Rockford Expos, they were a Cubs affiliate, and then the Nuts were eventually a Cubs affiliate. Pitch home. It's on the outside corner. Strike one. Jake Fox is at the plate. It's 5-4. Lansing leads in the eighth. So the Rockford Expos out of Rockford, Illinois from 1988 to 1999. Pitch home. That's inside. 1 ball, 1 strike. They were the Expos affiliate from 88 to 92. The Royals from 93 to 94. The Cubs from 95 to 98. And then the Reds from 99. The pitch is down low. 2 balls and a strike. So they were the Cubs affiliate right before the Lugnuts became the Cubs affiliate. And the team that left Rockford, where did they go? They went to Dayton. The 2-1. It's up high and outside. And that team is still in Dayton, the Dayton Dragons. They are now the Midwest League affiliate that came from Rockford, Illinois. Just can't get anything by our listeners. 3-1. It's on the outside corner. 3 balls, 2 strikes. I thought 1996, you know, maybe
no
they
chance.
Guessed Lugnuts, a team that's not even an affiliated team anymore. Nope. 3-2. Yanked foul. That thing is pounded into the netting that blocks from the ball going out on Larch Street. 3-2.
The thing about Rockford having a team was that Beloit also had a team, and those are two neighboring cities.
The Beloit Brewers. The pinch. Oh, that's just low. Ball 4, and things are tightening up even more. First to have reached, it's a 5-4 game, and a walk to Fox. And now Craig Conklin's going to come out. So that means a change coming here. And they're going to go to Yeison Sanchez.
The bullpen is being tested. Now, in the first game of the series, we went back and forth all the way to the end. And we saw Lake County break on top, Lansing tie things up, and went in the bottom of the ninth. Yesterday, though, the only Lugnuts offense came in the bottom of the third inning. And then Lake County, a run here, a run here, a run here. They won. They're doing it again. Lansing went up 3-1 and 5-2. A run here, a run here. It's a one-run game.
Here's the good news for the Lugnuts. Perhaps Lake County has not scored more than one run in any inning in this series. Yeison Sanchez will try and keep it that way. The right-hander He was extra special in Great Lakes in helping them shut down one of those wins last week, Jesse.
His changeup has become exceptional. Lansing used him three different times in that Great Lakes series. He allowed one earned run in four innings, and over that span, he struck out four batters. Overall for the year, this is his 13th appearance, one shy of Colton Johnson's team lead. And in 15 and a third innings, 13 strikeouts. The changeup, the slider, the fastball. Fastball has been the most hittable, though every now and then he can run up the velocity. It is the changeup to watch. And what you also look at, whenever a guy takes on this Lake County captain's team, how do they work against lefties? Because he's about to face the switch hitting Cuellar lefty, followed by the lefties at Vincula and Zarate. Adam, here's the word. Lefties are hitting 433 against him this year. Right-handers are batting 235.
Well, three straight lefties to start off Yea's own Sanchez's outing. That begins with the switch hitting Mike Cuellar that steps in from the left side. 5-4 game deep into the night, coming up on 9:30 in the Eastern time zone in Michigan State Capitol. Runner at first, nobody out. Sanchez throws, and he pumps it in on the outside corner, strike one. 93 right on the black. Beauty of a pitch for Sanchez. Black cap, black jersey, white pants, black socks pulled up. The pitch, runner takes off for second. It's swatted up in the air, left field. Masterman a couple of steps left, a couple of steps back, makes the catch. Back to first goes Fox, one out.
That's big. Jake Fox is about to steal his way into scoring position.
Two good pitches, low and outside from Sanchez against the first lefty. Here comes the second, Jonah Advincula. He's one for two tonight. Sack fly in the fourth, RBI single in the sixth. What a series this has been. Tight game after tight game. We got another good one. The pitch. Down low. Fox takes off for second. Rodriguez throws it down in plenty of time. Angeles with the tag. It was a delayed steal from Fox. And Rodriguez snapped that out of his mitt so quick. Angeles was just waiting.
The best part about that was that Rodriguez just fired to the base, and Angeles had to get over there to receive.
The 1-0 pitch. That's corkscrewed back, foul into the seats.
No hesitation from CJ, because Angeles' first step was not to second. CJ just took it and said, look, somebody's got to get there, and fired down. And then it was easy for Ruby Angeles.
Led him to the bag. 1-1 pitch. That's in there, fastball 95, upper outside corner, 1-2. So all of a sudden, Sanchez has come in, he's gotten two quick outs, and he's an out away from keeping Lansing in front in the eighth. The pitch, swinging a tapper foul just beyond the Lugnuts dugout. 1-2. Mitch Myers went 6 1/3, Dylan Hall came in for an inning, and relieved here in the eighth. Now Yeison Sanchez. The 1-2. Swatted foul. Third base side. Vincula getting a piece. Right and left staying alive. Going to be back here again tomorrow. 7:05 starts. Oh, it's a celebratory day. You know what tomorrow is, Jesse? The pitch. That's low and outside.
It's the first LAPQ fireworks of the year.
It is. What else you got?
It's the Superstars.
It is. What else you got? Because Chris Snyder knows what it is. Could you do that again, Chris? It is 517 day. The pitch. That is inside. 3-2. May 17th, 2024. 517 here in Lansing.
From the 517.
That's right. And all these nuts now can say, hey, played our baseball in the 517. 3-2 pitch. Just a little bit low and inside. Ball four. And a runner back aboard at Vincula. Draws the walk. So how about that? Nothing like our first LAFQ fireworks night on a Friday at home on 517 day.
What are your plans? How are you celebrating?
Baseball, Jesse.
Are you going to have a Oh, an olive burger?
I'll leave those for Joey Chestnut when he comes back. Here's a pitch home. That's on the outside corner, strike one. Isn't Lansing known for the bacon cheeseburger as well?
Yes, that's where the bacon cheeseburger was invented.
How,
it was right down the street.
How did we come to an olive burger eating contest when bacon cheeseburger was available? The pitch. That's outside. One ball, one strike.
Joey had such a good time. You know he's got to come back.
Maybe I'll get a bacon cheeseburger tomorrow, Jesse.
That's right.
Celebrate that way. Angel Zarate at the plate. He's 0-3. 5-4 Nuts lead. The train is just in time. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, that was filthy with the change right there at 85. Dropped right off the table. 1-2.
It's his best pitch.
What do you do here, Jesse? Back to the fastball? You throw the change again?
I go right back to the changeup.
Okay. Sanchez ahead, 1-2. The pitch. Runner takes off. And it's fouled back. He went to the fastball. Now, certainly, you feel like he's got to go to the changeup.
You know what, though? I wouldn't mind a high fastball. Put it above the letters.
You know I'm always down for a high fastball. We were just talking about bacon cheeseburgers. The high cheddar. 1-2 pitch. Fastball is whacked out to center field. Buelbas under it. Stepping to his right and back. He makes the catch. And that'll do it. So in comes Sanchez. He holds the lead. A home run from Lipscomb. That guy makes it a one-run game in Jackson Field.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
To the bottom of the eighth we go. Lansing edging Lake County 5-4. If you've been joining us throughout, there were baby birds that flew in the catwalk right in front of us. Just to give you an update, we've named this one Logan. He's a big Lugnuts fan. He is right under our cameraman. He's been tucked in there the last few half innings. The pitch home. That's down low to Derek Salome.
Did you name the other one, or are you leaving it as a baby bird to be named later?
Oh, that's a good question. Jesse, you know me.
I do know you.
Not a humble human. I went ahead and named it.
Did you name it Adam?
No. 1-0. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes. I went Leslie. You know, one boy,
Logan,
one girl.
Logan and Leslie.
Big Lugnut fans. Could you imagine that I'd do that? 2-0. That's outside. Three balls, no strikes.
Logan and Leslie.
Lugnut fans. We have not spotted Leslie. I think she's still behind the bucket. 3-0. That's on the inside corner. Strike one. Oh, my goodness. We have made it on to X with the birding. Pitch home. That's in there. Strike two. Chris Snyder just... you know, alerting us through the glass.
Stone Minor Sour. League Baseball's official account. Hello, everybody. That is true.
And there we go, man. You gotta let them know.
Look, you might think that Adam Jaxa does not have much of a heart. What he makes up for it, his confidence is high, but he loves birds.
3-2. Swing and a miss. Derek Salome runs into an out. Adam Tullock, good pitching. Second strikeout for him. First out, the bottom of the eighth. Jesse told everybody on air that I hated kids, but boy, do I love baby birds.
If there was a baby kid.
Yes. Please continue.
I'm just saying that we would take great care.
The pitch. Johnny Butler pulls the bat back from a bunt. He takes a strike one.
I have a good track record.
You do. You're raising a youngster. I have no proof.
You are a good great care. Uncle.
The 0-1. That's on the outside corner. Strike two.
Whoever falls upon our catwalk here, they are our responsibility.
That's right. And Logan is having a blast down there, although he can't see the game. Got to get up on the perch. 0-2. This is on the ground. It's one hopped back to Tullock. Runs it over to first. A bowling type of toss. It was in the air, though, to Kafis. Two outs. Lansing leads 5-4. Bottom eight. Nobody on base. Kind of a bummer that we're not playing a bird team like the Loons or the Skycarp. How does that happen? Had a bird sit right on the line last year at third base. The pitch, Henry Bolte, a home run hack there, strike one.
The Captains do have a cormorant mascot.
Oh, they do. His name? I'm forgetting now, too. The pitch, broken bat. This is lined out to left field, and it is down. One hops and gets away from Zarata. Over to second, Bolte speeding in there. The swipe tag, not in time. A top side slide and a speed double from Bolte.
Toolbox on display.
Horatio. Yeah! You ever just look into someone else's eyes and know? Welcome to the broadcast booth in Lansing. Henry Bolte legs out a double on a ball that we weren't sure was going to get down. Hustled on the box, his second extra base hit tonight. Here's Aribe Alanjales. The pitch, fastball in there, strike one. An important insurance run potentially at second base. Lansing up 5-4, bottom eight. Out hitting Lake County 10-8. Two home runs the difference. 0-1 pitch. Alanjales kicks it back off the netting. No balls, two strikes.
And Anale is hitting .447 against Lake County this year. 17 for 38.
It's been the battle of Nate Furman against Aribe Alanjales. Captain against Lugnut. Who's been better against the opponent? And it's a tight race. Anale's is knocked in two tonight. Scored a run, triple, base hit. Bolte, great speed at second. 0-2. Whacked up in the air. Left center field. Zarato to his left, under it, makes the catch with two hands, and that is going to do it. Eight down, one to go. Lugnuts three outs away from taking a 2-1 series lead. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler tells you if they get it when we come back.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things, and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists, to bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We'll be right back.
Gerson Sanchez is back on the mound for the ninth inning, protecting a 5-4 Lugnuts lead. And for Lake County, let's begin things with Zach Fascia, followed by the top of the order, Furman and Mooney. Lake County down by a run. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter, Sanchez to Fascia. First offering misses from Yerson. A little low. Zach Fascia pinch hitting for Johnny Tincher. The catcher went 1-for-3 with a double. The deal. That's called a strike across the inside corner. Fascia's hitting 179 with a double and a home run. No batting gloves out of Brampton, Ontario, the former Purdue Boilermaker. A 1-1 pitch from Sanchez. That's dribbled foul at home plate. Strike two.
Oh, did you think that Lake County wasn't going to have another chance at the top of the order? Well, not so fast, Jesse.
They are waiting. They are looming.
Would you say they are waiting in the wings?
I would. 1-2. Line drive softly struck out to right field. Down for a base hit. A hop in front of Bolte. The pinch hitter comes through. Lead off single for Fascia. And the potential game-tying run is on for Lake County.
Well, you couldn't ask for anything better. Bring up the pinch hitter, turn the lineup card over, and now things get interesting.
Here is Nate Furman. Furman is 2-for-4 out of the leadoff spot. Righty to lefty. Taking down and away, ball one. And in the Lansing pen, lefty Jack Owen is warming. Alex Mooney on deck. The pitch. Furman takes. Strike called. 93-mile-an-hour fastball from Sanchez. Nate Furman, 13 hits this year in 6 games against the Nuts. He takes. Strike two called inside corner. 13-for-26. 500 his batting average against Lansing. Overall for the year, up to 310 for the former fourth rounder. Very, very short lead for Fascia at first. The set, the pitch. A ground ball struck to second. Halter has it go off his glove. Kicks away into shallow center. Everybody is safe. It's another error for Halter. Fascia up to second, and Furman is on at first. Tying run in scoring position. Go-ahead run aboard. And nobody out in the ninth inning. And pitching coach Don Schulte is on his way out to the mound. Colby Halter was looking at the future. He was saying, if I grab this, we get this out at second. There's a chance to turn two.
I mean, it's been a sandwich of a night for Colby Halter. He had the tough air to start the game. He had 2 great defensive plays in the middle and a massive air right there when the bases could be clear. You could be 1 out away, and instead Lansing's going to have to find a way after just a mistake, as you said it, looking ahead, getting a little bit too antsy, and we'll see how the Nuts respond.
First and second, nobody out for Alex Mooney. Don Schulte there basically calling a timeout, saying to everybody, hey, let's talk things through, take a deep breath. Third baseman Salom is pinching in a touch. First baseman Batista Jr. even more. The pitch, Mooney takes, low ball one. Lake County has laid down 2 sacrifices as a team this year. 0 for the slugging Mooney. He is 0-for-3 with a hit by a pitch and a first inning run scored. 5-4 Lugnuts in the ninth. The deal. Strike called. Outside corner. 95 from Yerson Sanchez. His best fastball yet. Bash at second, Furman at first. The deal. A ground ball struck toward short. On lays to Halter. One to first. Two. 6-4-3. Bash at a third. Two gone in the ninth.
Well, usually you don't get two chances to turn two, but the Lugnuts do, and they take advantage, and now you are one out away.
But it's C.J. Cephas, hitless today in four at-bats. Tying run at third, the pitch, low, ball one. Caps down 5-4, fashion 90 feet away, two gone, a 1-0. Ball two outside. And Guy Lipscomb, as Adam would say, that guy in the on-deck circle.
No easy way around the top of this order. They have been exceptional.
The pitch from Sanchez. That's called a strike on the outer edge.
Back to the bread and butter, Jesse. Went to that changeup.
Owen continues to warm in the pen. Sanchez is 2-1. Cephas hits it in the air down the left side. Third baseman Salome over in foul ground. Makes the catch in the Lake County pen. And this ball game is over. The Lugnuts edge the Captains 5-4. The Captains strand the tying run 90 feet away. The postgame show on its way next. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
As Charlie the dog runs around on the field down below, the crowd celebrates to the light show. Lansing over Lake County 5-4. And the Lugnuts have won two of the first three games of this series. They have all been tight, compelling baseball games. Let me welcome in Adam Jaxa right now. Adam, it was the bats early that opened it up and gained the lead for the Lugnuts, but they needed their pen to the very end.
They certainly did, Jesse, and even with adversity faced there, they missed a chance at a double play, and that's why a runner was at third base. But Don Chulzy went out there, had a discussion with all of them, said, on to the next one. You can't worry about it. And Colby Holzer, who made the mistake, was a part of the double play that they turned moments after, and then a great catch by Salome over his shoulder, foul territory, and Lansing finds a way to keep the runner 90 feet away. They pull out another tight one against the Captains.
Let's talk about the offense now before we get to the starting pitcher, because Mitch Myers, we're coming to you. But Henry Bolte, what a ball game.
Unreal. I mean, the towering shot is just seared into my mind right now. He rocketed that ball. What'd you say, a 45-degree launch angle?
45 degrees.
I mean, it was a towering shot, and it gets out the corner at Home Run Hill, jumps up right at the corner to go up 20 feet. He tucks it in over there, and that's the difference. Couple home runs. The Nuts have been hitting them, and they continue to find ways with this offense powering them back to the 500 mark.
Now to the starting pitcher. Mitch Myers is not only the first Lugnut starter to pitch into the sixth inning, he's the first one to pitch into the seventh.
He's been great. Mr. Steady Eddie, Mitch Myers, he doesn't do anything crazy, but he finds a way. He finds a way to just keep pitching, throwing strikes. He doesn't walk batters. Didn't again tonight. Four strikeouts, two earned runs. That's it. And he scattered six hits. Just a brilliant performance by Mitch Myers to help get this thing started. And Lansing was then able to finish it off.
2 hours and 39 minutes in front of a crowd of 4,468. The Lugnuts score 5 runs on 10 hits, 2 errors, and improve back to 500 at 18-18. The winning pitcher is Mitch Myers. He's 2-1. Jason Sanchez, his first save, recording the final 6 outs. For the Lake County Captains, 4 runs, 9 hits, 4 errors, and 8 runners left on the bases. Johnny Tincher, a couple of errors. CJ Capus, Adam Tulloch. And again for Lake County, it's Trenton Denholm who suffers the loss. It's his first of the year. He's 3-1. Denholm had great moments. We understand why he was Midwest League Pitcher of the Week, but Adam, the Lugnuts have been able to hit him this year, and specifically,
this is his offense. They're tough. They were really good in the month of April. They had a little stretch where they slid to open May, and here they are back. And no surprise, they're winning games.
Wait, but hang on. Specifically, the home run ball. How about Derek Salone?
Absolutely. His first home run as a Lugnut. You talked about Henry Bolte getting another one, and the fact that they had 5 home runs over the weekend. It's a home run to win walk-off style on Tuesday to open this series. The balls are starting to fly right now for the Lugnuts. Give them 23 on the season, and great to see number one get his first tonight.
And we're flying into 517. As you said, tomorrow, it's basically Lansing's day. This is the 517 area code, May 17th, tomorrow night. The first LAFCU fireworks show of the year is Superstars here on a huge Grand Slam school night.
Can't wait for it. This team's fun, man. They're fun to watch. They find ways to win. They're playing tight games, and the Captains are a good team as well. These two seem like a couple of the better teams in the division. Great Lakes is up there as well. There's no surprise that these three teams at the top, but man, this series, you know Lake County is going to come back ready to go tomorrow. Can't wait to watch game four.
I mean, the relief work of the Lake County Captains the last 2 days. Yesterday, Zach Jacobs, 4 scoreless innings. Zane Morehouse, 2 scoreless. And today, Adam Tulloch, 3 scoreless innings. But the Captains come up 1 run short. 5-4, the Lugnuts triumph today. We'll see what tomorrow brings. And then the weekend, Kids Night, the takeover on Saturday in partnership with Sparrow, followed by the Capital City Market Kids Day on Sunday. Final thoughts.
Great win tonight. It wasn't the best performance. Lansing makes a couple of mistakes. Lake County makes a few mistakes. But these two teams play tight. Lansing again finds a way early. They give up the early run on a mistake. They answer right back. They use the long ball, and then you turn it over to their bullpen, which has been a weakness this year. And Dylan Hall and Yeison Sanchez find a way after Mitch Myers pitched a heck of a game into the seventh inning. And this team just continues to find ways. They continue to be right around this 500 mark. They will have a chance again tomorrow to jump over the 500 mark for the first time since opening day. We'll see if they can get it.
And we hope that baby Logan and Leslie are going to be all right. The baby birds that dropped in today.
Well, they're still out there. And let's hope that mom is a good mom and comes back to the young.
Okay. And with that as our final thought, for Nate Miller and for Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts, nor Logan, nor Leslie. We wish you well. One final time, that final score. The Lugnuts 5, the Lake County Captains 4. Good night and go Nuts!